Yeah. Hi, this is Christian from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion is very needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Nice. Okay, let's proceed with the survey. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. First of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I'm good.
Okay, thank you. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
High.
Much too high?
Or
yeah. Somewhat high?
Somewhat high.
Somewhat high, okay. Thank you. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teacher pay to keep CCSD competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demand for services, hiring more teachers to enhance student-focused learning, and increasing school security staff to help students' safety. To pay for all of this, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy increase at a cost of 56 cents per month in higher property taxes, or about $6.70 per year for every $100,000 of home value? Yes or no?
I will vote yes.
Did you say no?
Yes. I'll vote yes. Can you hear me? I'm on the phone. What? Maddie, what?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Yes, I'm listening. Sorry, my daughter was yelling at me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I was that a yes or a no for that last question?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's move on. The second ballot issue would be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 a year per $100,000 of assessed home value? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school building projects than a larger bond, would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $27.50 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical jobs, skill training, and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, following up, opponents to tax increasing ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
I somewhat agree with it.
Somewhat agree. Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as reasons for voting yes. Rate each as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes or no to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. Okay, so the first statement is this one. Passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that the Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet student needs. Do you think that statement is very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay, thank you. Next statement. Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Does that sound very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Okay, thank you. Next, expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying, in-demand job search as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in Denver Metro, but turns students into productive taxpaying citizens. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously being reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Not persuasive.
Okay, thank you. Next one, school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Okay, thank you. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not?
Very persuasive.
Okay,
very persuasive.
Thank you. Next one, passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secured and stable educational environment for our students. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Not persuasive.
Okay, and this is the last statement, okay? CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Not persuasive.
Okay, thank you so much. After hearing all of this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building and repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand on technical job skills training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase their teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $1,000 of home value. Would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And this is just for statistical reasons. What is your gender? We have to ask this. I'm sorry. What is
female.
Your gender? Male, female. Okay, thank you. And what is your age? Between 18 and 39, between 40 and 54, between 55 and 64?
40 and 54.
Okay. And do you have any children 18
yep.
or under? Yes. Okay.
Yep.
And do you have any children attending Cherry Creek School District schools?
Yep.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? African American, black, African American, white, Caucasian,
Latino,
Hispanic. Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation, ma'am. I really appreciate it. Have yourself a great night, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.